From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Amanda. I'm going to accompany you for the next 60 minutes in our terrestrial program. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia. We begin with the news, and also you can access our program through our website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. Vice President Yusuf Kalla inaugurates Indonesian aid as hands above diplomacy. Vietnamese Vice President will attend the inauguration of Indonesian President and Vice President. Now the news in detail. Vice President Yusuf Kalla inaugurated the launch of the Indonesian Agency for International Development Indonesian Aid or INDOAID at Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Friday as a form of diplomacy between Indonesia and other developing countries. He said that the establishment of the INDOAID institution is very important nowadays. It is time for Indonesia to carry out hands above to jointly build the communities of the developing countries. He also stated that the assistance is given by the Indonesian government to developing countries that need it as a form of strengthening bilateral relations. At the 74th General Assembly of the United Nations in New York, United States, more recently, the Indonesian government, represented by Vice President Yusuf Kalla, had provided assistance to four Pacific countries. Through INDOAID, Indonesia is now proud of being able to help other countries. Vice President of Vietnam Dang Thi Ngoc Thinh is scheduled to attend the inauguration of Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Vice President Ma'ruf Amin at House of Representatives building in Jakarta on Sunday, 20th October 2019. This was stated by Indonesian Ambassador to Vietnam, Ibnu Hadi, while meeting with some journalists in Jakarta on Friday. In regard to the inauguration of President and Vice President of Vietnam will be present as representative of the ASEAN head of state, so that I, as ambassador, has also tasked by giving attention and providing assistance. Besides Vietnamese Vice President Dang Thi Ngoc Thinh, a number of world leaders are scheduled to attend the inauguration of the elected Indonesian President and Vice President Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin, including Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, and Chinese Vice President Wang Qishan. The People's Consultative Assembly, or MPR, was preparing for the inauguration of the elected President and Vice President 2019 up to 2024 until Friday. MPR Secretary General Ma'ruf Cahyono said that he is confident that the preparations for the inauguration to be held on Sunday are almost 95% completed. That was said by Ma'ruf at the Parliament Complex in Jakarta Friday. In principle, he said that preparations have been carried out since August. A number of aspects, infrastructure, facilities, human resources, and publications have been prepared. The preparations for the attendance of MPR members have also been coordinated with factions in the MPR, including invited state guests who have reached around 18 state guests and special envoys. Based on the MPR schedule, the inauguration will take place at 2 p.m. West Indonesian time. The test of the use of a 30% biodiesel mixture using biofuel B30 will be completed in October 2019. The statement was made by Acting Director General of Oil and Gas at the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Joko Siswanto, in his written information received by Antara in Jakarta on Friday. Joko Siswanto, as Secretary General of the National Energy Board, explained that in the future, the government will implement B30 in cars, trains, and ships on the pretext of expanding the use of biofuel as a substitute for fossil fuels. The government is aware of the major role of the younger generation in supporting the implementation of the program. In addition, the use of biodiesel is considered as environmentally friendly energy. Following the 23 ports that have implemented INAPORTNET on Friday, Ministry of Transportation Director General of Sea Transportation through Head of the Office of Port Authority and Port Authority in 8 ports signed the integrity pact for the implementation of the INAPORTNET system, which includes Tanjung Balai Karimun Port, Tanjung Pinang, Pekanbaru, Samarinda, Ternate, Kendari, Bontang, and Kota Baru, Batu Licin. Director General of Sea Transportation, Agus Purnomo, in his statement received by Republika.co.id on Friday, stated that the signing of the integrity pact is a form of sincerity and commitment in providing better and more transparent services to be eventually competitive. He also explained that the application of INAPORTNET at the port aims to improve the service of ships and goods so that it can run fast, valid, transparent, and standardized, as well as optimal cost in a bid to enhance the competitiveness of ports in Indonesia. The Indonesian Tea Association, or ATI, and Industry Ministry held the National Tea Competition 2019 in a bid to encourage the country's tea industry. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Artist Advisory Board's Chairman Wahyu said on Friday that the event is an initial move to step up Indonesian tea production and enhance its quality, as well as raise awareness of tea as a popular beverage in Indonesia. He also pointed out that the National Tea Competition 2019 is the first one to be held in Indonesia. The competition was held to select the best quality tea among Black Orthodox Tea, CTC Black Tea, Green Tea, White Tea, and Fragrant Tea. Winners of the competition will partake in the World Tea Competition scheduled in South Korea at the end of 2019. Well, listener, that's the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
The first news comes from Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara. The Kupang Class 1A Agricultural Quarantine Center installed a disinfectant carpet facility at El Tari Kupang Airport to prevent the entry of the African swine fever virus into the capital of East Nusa Tenggara province. The head of the Class 1 Quarantine Center in Kupang, Nur Hartanto, on Wednesday said the disinfectant carpet was placed at the entrance for international passengers from Timor Leste. Passengers who entered, according to him, were required to pass through the carpet so that the possibility of the virus carried through the footwear would be disinfected. As for the items carried by passengers, the airport management and local customs will carry out checks. News comes from Manado, North Sulawesi. Four North Sulawesi tourism icons are included in the 2020 National Calendar of Events 100, which was just launched by the Ministry of Tourism. Head of Marketing for the North Sulawesi Provincial Tourism Office, Yudhistira Siwu in Manado on Thursday, said the four icons were Tomohon International Flower Festival, Bunaken Enchantment Festival, Lembe Strait Charm Festival, and Manado Fiesta. Hundreds of tourism events proposed by the regions from 34 provinces throughout Indonesia were created by the Ministry of Tourism Curator Team to be designated as 100 Calendar of Event Wonderful Indonesia 2020 and the Top 10 Calendar of Events 2020. All events included will receive assistance and support for media promotion, pre, on, and post, as well as support by the Ministry of Tourism and Culture to have a selling value and be more attractive to tourists. The latest news comes from Surabaya, East Java. A total of 800 historical objects ranging from prehistoric up to present time complete the Museum of Education collection on Jalan Genteng Surabaya City, East Java, planned to be inaugurated in November. Head of Surabaya City's Culture and Tourism Office, Antik Sugiharti, said in Surabaya on Thursday that they were currently preparing everything before the museum was officially opened. Among others, making compilation of narratives for historic items in accordance with their respective histories. There will be a collection of heroic struggles for independence and of the father of Indonesian education, Ki Hajar Dewantara, ready to be exhibited. In addition, there is also an infographic that tells the struggle of Ki Hajar Dewantara in fighting for education in Indonesia. Uniquely, in the museum, there will be a demonstration of the school or class atmosphere of the past, including a display of supporting tools such as elementary to high school curriculum, books, kerosene lamps, and other facilities. Well, that was news from Indonesia. This is Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with the event on October 19, 1987, the tragedy of Bintaro. Bintaro tragedy was a great crash of two trains in the Pondok Betung area, Bintaro, South Jakarta, on October 19, 1987. The accident was the worst accident in history of railways in Indonesia. This tragedy also attracted the public attention in the world. The investigation after the incident showed that Sudimara Station's official negligence that provided a safe signal for the train from the direction of Rangkas Bitung. In fact, there was no safe statement from Kebayoran Station. This was done because of the full line at Sudimara Station. We turn to the event on October 19, 1999, East Timor officially separated from Indonesia. East Timor is a former Portuguese colony which became part of the Republic of Indonesia. East Timor had been part of the Indonesian province from 17 July 1976 until 19 October 1999. At the time, the province was the 27th Indonesia province. It was integrated with the territory of the United States of the Republic of Indonesia after being colonized for 450 years by Portugal. The province includes the eastern part of the island of Timor, the island of Kambing or Atauro, the island of Jeko, and an enclave in West Timor, surrounded by the province of East Nusa Tenggara. East Timor officially got independence on May 20, 2002. We end today in history with the event on October 19, 2005. Saddam Hussein's trial begins. Saddam Hussein's trial was conducted over Iraqi overthrown President Saddam Hussein by the Iraqi temporary government for crimes against humanity during his reign. The coalition of temporary authority proposed the formation of the Iraqi Special Court, consisting of five Iraqi judges, on December 9, 2003, to judge Saddam Hussein and his assistants for war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. On November 5, 2006, Saddam was sentenced to death by hanging. On December 26, Saddam's appeal was rejected and the capital sentence was upheld. No further appeals were received and Saddam was ordered to be executed within 30 days from that date. The place and time of the capital sentence was kept secret until the sentence was carried out. Saddam Hussein was executed by hanging on December 13, 2006. That's today in history. The song titled Kesempurnaan Cinta, or The Perfection of Love, sung by Rizky Febian. You're still with me on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you My Indonesia. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesia and Britain study potential for increased trade. Indonesia and the United Kingdom are assessing the potential for increased trade through the signing of the terms of reference or regarding the view of trade relations between the two countries. The terms of reference was signed by the Director General of International Trade Negotiations at the Ministry of Trade of the Republic of Indonesia, Imam Pambagio, and the UK Trade Commissioner for Asia Pacific, Natalie Black, on the sidelines of the 2019 Trade Expo Indonesia in Tangerang on Wednesday, October the 16th. The signing was witnessed by the Indonesian Minister of Trade Enggarti Asto Lukita, who said that this study aims to map the current trade and investment relations between the two countries and identify key and potential sectors that can be improved. In addition, it also to compile a roadmap containing future policy recommendations. After the signing, the two countries agreed that the first meeting is planned for December the 9th, 2019 in London, England. Both countries are targeting completion of reports and recommendations within 12 months after the meeting. Reports and recommendations will be submitted to the ministers of trade of each country. Enggarti Asto said the signing marked the growing strength of trade and investment relations between Indonesia and Britain. As the two countries with the largest economy and members of the G20, Indonesia and the United Kingdom have the opportunity to renew and improve economic relations. Meanwhile, the UK Trade Commissioner for Asia Pacific, Natalie Black, appreciated the efforts to increase trade through this trade review. It will be based on empirical analysis and engagement with various stakeholders, including businesses operating in both countries. This collaboration will produce a joint report which will include recommendations for the two governments. According to data from the Central Statistics Agency in 2018, the value of Indonesia's trade with Britain is $2.67 billion, consisting of export of $1.46 billion and imports of $1.21 billion. It means Indonesia recorded a trade surplus of $250,000 against the UK. According to Natalie Black, Indonesia is a major partner for the UK, and he hopes the two countries can continue to increase collaboration in various sectors. That was My Indonesia Today on Indonesia and Britain study potentials for increased trade. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world. Thank you.
Was a song titled Galau or Confused by Titi DJ. You're still with me, Amanda, on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll take you to explore a beautiful place in North Sulawesi. Stay tuned in our program, Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I introduce you to Nan Waterfalls in North Sulawesi. Stay tuned. North Sulawesi is one of the remarkable provinces in Indonesia that is gifted with plenty of wonderful tourist destinations. The destinations are simply breathtaking and worth visiting. In addition to the renowned Bunaken National Park, North Sulawesi also has other scenic destinations to discover, one of which is the Tunan Waterfalls. The waterfalls are located at Talawan Village, Dimember Sub-District, North Minahasa Regency, North Sulawesi Province. Waterfalls have a height of 85 meters and the stream is quite strong. Despite being less popular unlike other destinations in North Sulawesi, the waterfalls are undoubtedly enchanting. The ambience surrounding the waterfalls is still pristine, and once you get to the waterfalls, you will be captivated by the magnificent and lush trees which make the temperature cooler. In addition, the sound of waterfalls will soothe your mind and bring you positivity. Listener, when you arrive at the waterfalls, you can swim in a pond beneath the waterfalls while trying the sensation of the waterfalls. The pool has a depth of 1.5 meters. Surrounding the pool, there are many slippery stones. Thus, you must be cautious when swimming and visiting the waterfalls, especially for those who bring their children. Thank you.
can reach the Tunan Waterfalls through Manado City or the Sam Ratulangi Airport. You can also use your own transportation or rent a car to get to the waterfalls. Renting a car costs around 250,000 rupiah per day. If you want to take public transportation, you can take bus from the Karombas terminal to Dimembe. From Dimembe, you can continue the trip by taking motorcycle. There are a number of things that you need to prepare before visiting the Tunan Waterfalls. Those include spare clothes and cash because there has not been any ATM surrounding the Tunan Waterfalls. However, you don't need to worry when your stomach growls as there are various food and drink stalls surrounding the waterfalls. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder about the Tunan Waterfalls. If you have a chance to visit North Sulawesi, we recommend you to visit the waterfalls. I'm Borisa Firyadala. Thank you for listening.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Aku masih punya kesempatan kedua, pasti akan ku hapuskan lukamu, menjagamu, memberimu segenap cinta.
Ku sadari
masih punya kesempatan kedua, pasti akan ku hapuskan lukamu, menjagamu, memberimu segenap cinta.
Sama hatiku separuh. jiwaku yang memburu sempurnakan aku.
Andai saja aku masih punya kesempatan kedua, pasti akan ku hapuskan luka mu.
You've just listened a song titled Kesempatan Kedua or The Second Chance by Tangga. For the next segment, we present you unique information in our program Miscellany. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, it is nice to meet you again in Miscellany. Today's edition will inform you 2019 Li Ngai Festival. From October 17th to 25th, the festival titled the 2019 Li Ngai Festival has been held on the island of Semau, Kupang Regency, East Nusa Tenggara. This activity was initiated by the Oltan Village Government, Semau District, Kupang Regency, and supported by the East Nusa Tenggara Province's Office of Tourism and Creative Economy. Li Ngai comes from the Helong language, which means dance of corn. The word Li Ngai is then translated as the stepping dance on corn. This festival is held to attract domestic and foreign tourists, as well as to introduce a number of tourist destinations on Semau Island, such as Liman and Otan beaches. Festival is filled with a number of activities, including an ikat weaving exhibition, mass attractions, and a Li Ngai dance contest, a Helong traditional speech contest, a choir competition, a creative dance competition, and ikat weaving. In addition, there are also rowing boat races, chess competitions, visits to Otan Beach and Liman Beach, which are famous for being very beautiful and have been visited by many foreign tourists. In addition, the festival is also filled with cheap market activities, free medical treatment, and social services in the form of distribution of seaweed seeds. Festival this time was made different from a number of festivals that had been held in East Nusa Tenggara because the festival was made with a package system that was economically oriented for the community. This means that the committee no longer prepares food and drink for the invited guests or participants. Invitations and festival visitors will buy packages, trips from the ship to the location, or food and drink packages during the festival. The package purchasing system is new content that will be supported directly by the Office of Tourism. With this system, the Li Ngai Festival is a momentum to make changes to the festival's orientation. East Nusa Tenggara government targets starting in 2020, all festivals in East Nusa Tenggara must be oriented to the economy. So listener, that was miscellany for today about 2019 Lingai Festival. We will meet again with other interesting topics. I'm Puri Sapdedala. See you next time.
Untuk kita dan untuk masa depan.
was a song titled Tiada Kata Berpisah or There Is No Goodbye by Rio Febrian. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, let's listen to keroncong song in our program Music Corner. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song titled Kicir Kicir. If we see its lyrics, the song of Kicir Kicir is a poem which has been developed. The song is from Betawi or Jakarta, and it is often sung in various national and international events. The song tells about someone who entertains herself and also someone else at the same time. It can be concluded that the song calls us for fun in a bit to live the life in the world, no matter what will happen. Listener, here is Tuti Trisadia with keroncong song titled Kicir Kicir.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
From Indonesia to the world. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari angan tentangnya. Namun apalah daya ini bila ternyata selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari angan tentang.
Of Indonesia. Ajaiban. kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau malaikat yang tak bersayap jatuh dari surga. Sejak kau ada di dunia, aku tak menyangka, tapi aku percaya. Dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semuanya. Kulihat keajaiban, oh yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau malaikat yang tak bersayap surga.
Thank you very much, listener, for joining our English program on Voice of Indonesia. Please give us your comments and feedbacks that you can send to our email voi@voinews.id, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter @voiindonesia. I'm Amanda. Thank you for joining us and have a great day.